So me and the guys were just taking a break from the construction on the Hancock building. You know they've been doing construction work there, right? They put that big wall up around the block, the tall fence, and they've been doing some remodeling stuff. Well, I had been working on some tile work, and we were just walking around the building, me and three other guys, walking kind of like in a square, in formation, sort of, and I'm at the back, and I stop and step back to check out some of the grout work, so I just kind of lean back while standing still. Well, one of the guys said he heard it coming, like a big rush of air, like a whistling sound, but much heavier. I didn't even get a chance to look up, though one of the other guys did and saw it coming a split second before it happened. And the next thing I know was this loud crackling sound, and it felt like all this stuff hit me, like wet concrete thrown at me, but I didn't know what the hell it was. And I opened my eyes and looked down and was just completely covered in blood. And there was just this heap mass right in front of me. It took a while for me to realize that a woman jumped. She hit the fence. Her head and spinal cord were still stuck on that fence, and the rest of her was just this red pile right in front of me. The police said they had to take all of my clothes, every inch. They say she broke through the glass of the 50th floor. I don't know how, the glass is supposed to be bulletproof or something. And the other thing I noticed was that she was covered her head with pantyhose in an effort to keep her face together. Funny, she was so willing to die, but she wanted to keep her face intact. I know I won't hear much about this in the news. They try to downplay suicides. And other violence things are always fine, though, for them. And they say she was handicapped, but then how badly, and how did she manage to get the strength to break the window and throw herself out of the John Hancock building? She must have really wanted to die. It hasn't really sunk in quite yet, seeing her fall apart in front of me like that. I don't think I'm ready to think about it yet.